Hi, my name is Chelsea Marceline. I am a fifth year music and sound design student, as well as a Bachelor of International Studies, so a double degree. In general, I have a special interest in sound design. Ideally, that's the career I would like to go into, specifically for animation. Proudly of Sri Lankan heritage. In terms of my musical journey, I guess my specific interest in it started when I decided to learn the saxophone, probably in about grade six. Meaning that I've been playing sax for about 14 years now, which is very crazy to me. I moved schools in grade 9, and when I came to the new school here in Sydney, I was actually very intimidated by how hard music seemed. It seemed a lot more theory-based, and I was really scared by it, so I actually put in an application to drop the subject and pick up a different elective. I had a chat with my teacher at the time, and she was just like, stick it out, we'll keep an eye on you. And if you really want to, you can, but I believe in you. And I got through it, and she was my teacher every year up until year 12. I've always known I didn't want to work behind a desk, more or less, in an office job. I didn't want to be sitting inside all day. I wanted something where I was able to express myself. And the only thing I could really see myself being happy doing was music, something music related. So when I was coming out of high school, thinking about what to apply to, I applied to the Music and Sound Design and International Studies degree here at UTS. And I got in and I was really excited. Then I had to go on a trip to the US. And when I got back, some personal family things happened that meant that I couldn't go to uni. I had to defer for a year. I decided, okay, let me just try again, more or less. I was in a situation where I was able to kind of move down to Sydney by myself. I definitely think I've made the best, or at least I like to think I've made the best of my position and my opportunity, and I've worked really hard to do so. The first year I was here, it was 2018, I was a jazz band member, and I competed in a nationwide DJ competition called Your Shot. In 2019, I became the coordinator of that jazz band. I participated in a Fast Forward conference as a volunteer. In 2020, I was elected the president of that same music society that I was previously the jazz coordinator for, as well as I participated in an internship for the Animalogic Academy at UTS as a sound intern, where I composed the music for a VR game. In 2021, I was re-elected president. I also was the mixing and mastering engineer for 450 Records, the music and sound design based record label, and I became a UIT Uni ambassador. In terms of work that I've gotten, kind of major projects that I've done through uni that I've really enjoyed, one was called Fly on the Wall, which was an interactive murder mystery experience that I created with a group of other UTS sound design students. Hopefully this is something that we are hoping to take to UTS startups and create a company around, where we can make podcasts based on this kind of podcast-esque things. Definitely like kind of an interactive murder mystery where people can navigate between spaces to try and figure out who did it. Another major work that I've created is something called Hello Raksha. It was another sound design based work, about 8 minutes, based on Sri Lankan mythology, a comic book that I had found online through a Sri Lankan community. The main thing I wanted to focus on with this work was it being as much Sri Lankan made as possible. The comic creator was Sri Lankan. We used his art in it, and I worked collaboratively with all of the voice actors who were actually based in Sri Lanka at the time to make the work, and I'm really, really proud of it, and emphasizing the need for more creative people, the importance of the creative industries in my country. Through uni, and I guess through my development of communication skills, through all of the things that I've done, I've also been able to get two jobs, one as a student representative for the degree, as well as a mentor through UIT Uni. And I found that to be an extremely rewarding program, and I've loved doing it for the past 2 years. So looking at everything I've done, I'm sure you could imagine how padded my resume is, more or less. But even with all of this, I've actually never gotten paid for any of the Sonic work that I've done. All of the stuff that I've gotten paid for was more related to my communication skills. Because the unfortunate thing about this industry is that 90% of opportunities come from people that you know. And even then, the vastness or frequency of opportunities can be dependent on a lot of other kinds of factors. And when opportunities come from people that you know, it can be really prosperous if you are in a position where you know a lot of people and you keep finding opportunities and they keep finding opportunities and you kind of feed off each other. But I also feel like there is an underbelly side to that, which is kind of hogging or competitiveness. When there are few opportunities, people might feel like they would rather pursue an opportunity by themselves or not reach out to ask for help. Unfortunately, this can lead to patterns of potential favoritism or prejudice, because why would I hire someone I don't know who is a woman than hire my best mate who's a guy who I've known, you know, from high school? Regardless of skill, it's going to be usually people like to tend towards what they're more familiar with, what they're more comfortable with. The music industry can be a rough time. It's always going to be hard to pursue something, to pursue a passion. There's so many different things to navigate. It's a self-managed situation. You have to learn how to continue to love your passion while pursuing it and making it your job and spending hours on something all day long. With all that being said, though, I wouldn't change it for the world. I love what I do. I love making connections with the people around me. I love finding opportunities. And the universal thing about the music industry is that everyone loves what they do. And that's something that connects us throughout all of it. I guess I'm definitely at that point where I'm just waiting for one of my connections, one of the things I've done to lead to something more. So I think if we just all focus on that and focus on sharing our love and lifting each other up, especially women to women, and lifting up women, giving them the opportunity and acknowledging the uniqueness of perspective and experience,